And on this special edition of El Paso Primetime, it is my pleasure to introduce to you, the listening public, a man that I work with, a man by the name of Jorge Aguilar. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Dennis. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You do something very special. You're tied in with a nonprofit organization.
Yes,
it's a bi-national thing that I like to call a wonderful project.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about it.
Sure. Well, the name of the organization is Emmanuel Children's Home. It's based out of Juarez, and it's actually run by a UTEP alumni, which is really cool. Her name is Becky Sebastian, and she runs the children's home along with her husband and her daughter, her little daughter. And we have currently about 90-plus kids that live with us at Casa Emmanuel, in which the children are placed there because they need a little bit more of a stable home.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goal of Casa Emmanuel is to give these children and parents not only a support system, but to be able to provide them with sometimes their daily meals. They actually get to go to school there on the premises. You know, it's tied in with the ministry as well. They sleep there. They have the little dorms. They have their dinners. Everything is going on. And my particular job as the ambassador for Casa Manuel is rounding up donations, finding people who can donate goods and money to help us out. Because a lot of the money that we get from Casa Manuel sometimes, like I discussed, was, it goes into tax money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always count on people to give us donations to be able to help the kids out. And we have more than 90 kids currently right now.
Our listeners like to contribute to things such as this. And this is such a wonderful project.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question would be, what are the ages and what kind of goods are you looking for other than the monetary end, which is,
sure,
that's always a given.
Of course.
There's always that special thing that a child wants to have and needs.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think especially now since we're getting into the holiday season, it's
mm-hmm.
really a lot of people want to give a lot of toys, which is always we're thankful for. But I think that not only your listeners can relate to, but if you have a lot of children in your life, as far as maybe a little niece or a little nephew or a little sister, they have a lot of toys.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we ask for are daily essentials, the things that you use to brush your teeth, you know, to shower, to clean yourself. And even household items to clean, you know,
mm-hmm.
Brooms, mops, medical donations are also accepted. Things like Neosporin, Band-Aids, alcohol pads, rubbing alcohol,
mm-hmm.
And there's a big list of items that we accept, and those are the items that we go through pretty fast. And
mm-hmm.
actually, the item that we go through a lot is actually toilet paper. So you can imagine 90 people, 90 kids plus the staff members.
Right.
And so it's things like that, things that you use to clean your body when you shower on the daily. Everything from combs to hair gel to hair ties to socks, everything is needed. So we accept any donations that are given to us. And, of course, you know, I always involve my friends, my colleagues, and even students.
Yeah. And obviously now that we've gotten into fall, and we'll be getting into winter, so now you're going to be looking for coats, sweaters, things to keep the children warm.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the most popular one is actually to look for socks and pajamas for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the items that we need. And I know a lot of people want to donate toys, like I said, but we actually have their sponsors, the sponsors of the children, send them toys, and they have plenty of toys.
Mm-hmm.
So we always want people to donate other items, such as sweaters, socks. Those are the items that they probably need the most.
Okay.
During the winter time.
So the next question that mm-hmm. comes to my mind is, I want to donate, but where do I take them?
Well, it's very particular. There are some great people that help out on the El Paso side, say like a Professor Gina Nunez in UTEP, but I'm the sole organizer and ambassador for Casa Manuel on the El Paso side.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely, send me an email and we can just kind of communicate and we can set up a time where I can coordinate to go pick up your donation. And we send it over to Juarez. Becky Sebastian, who's the director of Casa Manuel, makes trips almost weekly to come and get donations. So people can email me to Jorge Luis Aguilar Cruz @gmail.com.
Okay.
And if you send me an email there, we can communicate and I can send you the email. I can send you the donation list of goods you can donate from. Mm-hmm. And then we can coordinate a meeting so we can accept your donations.
This mm-hmm. is really exciting. And this is really something that I think people in El Paso don't realize the importance of taking care of children
right.
on the other side of the Rio Grande.
Yeah, I think it's very important. One of the things that even till today is very hard for me to even accept or I get surprised by is we think of these poverty-stricken communities being somewhere else other than El Paso and Juarez, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they say, well, these things can't be happening. It's happening in Africa or in Syria. And sure, those areas are really devastated. But you can help your community directly. By helping these kids out in Juarez. So I personally work with Casa Manuel. I work with some communities in Anapara as well,
mm-hmm.
which is really poverty-stricken. And if you literally are walking around here at UTEP, you look that way and you see the Anapara community there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's very important to know and acknowledge that these problems exist right across the border.
As we get into the holiday season, I know that you've expressed a desire to have the essentials, things for hygiene, for household goods, and for the things that'll keep a child nice and warm.
Sure.
But as we get closer to the holidays, I'm sure you're also looking for possibly food?
Yes, absolutely. Within the donation list, there are food items that we ask for. So things like non-perishable items like canned corn, canned peas, rice, flour, beans, and those big kind of like Costco 10-pound bags or something like that. And yeah, there's certainly – it's very small, the list of – food items that can be donated, but there are food items that can be donated, of course. Most of them are non-perishables.
Okay.
And again, if people want to email me, I'd be more than happy to reply at jorgeluisaguilarcruz@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I can send them the list, and on there it'll tell you what food items you can donate.
Great. And then I guess the last thing is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the best thing to do is we do have a website, but the one that gets updated very, very frequently and you see a lot of pictures of the kids, all the events that they have,
mm-hmm.
is if you search for Casa Manuel Children's Home on Facebook.
Okay.
Casa Manuel Children's Home Juarez on Facebook, and that one gets a lot more updated than the website. And again, not only do they have pictures of the children, but anytime we have some sort of event to fundraise, they post a lot of pictures, and that's one that gets updated the most. So I encourage people to go and check out the Facebook page for Casa Manuel.
This is really exciting. I'm glad that we could spend a little bit of time. I wish we could spend a little more time. We'll devote a half hour, I promise, later on, so
cool,
we can
cool.
really talk about La Casa and get to know what's happening.
Sure.
Because that's really important. But Jorge, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Dennis, for your time. Thank you so much.